George Watkins again with Faith Producers International Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. It's so good to be together again. Be sure and like us and also share this program if it's been a blessing to you. It helps us reach some of the others that perhaps wouldn't hear about our podcast. Today I am in the book of Ephesians. And the main reason, main purpose, main joy I have coming into your, wherever you are, car, your home, you're out for a walk, I'm here to just express the things that God has planned for you and I. The joy, the release of heaven, the anointing, the manifold blessings of God's presence and God's nature, all those things are really covered up and hidden from most people, most especially those who are outside of the kingdom of God, and many who are what we would consider being in the house. I have traveled and ministered in a bunch of churches over the years, lots and lots of places, and much of what we teach out of the scriptures is often a surprise to the Christian who has sat in a church for a long time. Now, I don't say that to be negative in the sense that, you know, I'm right and everybody's wrong and I know something nobody else knows. But the things of the Word of God are so rich that if we don't keep digging, we lose some the treasures that are hidden there. The mysteries, Paul said, the mysteries of godliness, and the Word of God is continually opening up to those who hunger and seek after righteousness. So today, again, I just want to break open a couple of verses out of Ephesians 3, some things we've read and heard before, but I believe they'll be timely for us today. Ephesians 3 and 16. Let me read it out, first of all, out of the Amplified Bible. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit, himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. I've loved the Amplified for 40 years at least, and every time I read it, I get things out of it I've never seen before. A translation or a paraphrase Bible came across my desk about a year ago, and I am really enjoying it in a similar way as I have the Amplified. And it's called the Mirror Bible. It's a fella out of South America, and it's a paraphrased. They call it a paraphrased Bible, but let me read Ephesians 3:16 out of this Mirror Bible. I desire for you to realize what the Father has always envisioned for you. Listen to the description of what Paul is writing here, and let's hear it with fresh ears today. Let's see if we can hear the Holy Spirit saying something that maybe we've never heard before. I desire for you to realize what the Father has always envisioned for you. Now, when we came from the Father, when he sent us into the womb of our mother, when he sent our spirits, that living spirit that he sent from his very person, and the life that came into your mother's womb was the life of God with your future, your stamp on it, the purpose, the vision, and the desire. Psalms 139:16 says that he's written a book about your life. Well, that book would be the vision, or as this Bible, this translation says, he's envisioned. And Paul said, I desire that you see what God has in store for you. so many times, so many of us in various times of our life don't know our vision, don't know our purpose. And we stumble around and try to find ourselves, especially in the early days, the young days. When you're 5 years old, you want to be everything, a fireman, an astronaut, a doctor. Get a little older, you begin to trim that down. And somewhere along the way in your young days, teenage, early adulthood, you begin to really find out what your desires are. Now, those desires and that vision or envision thing that God put there, it's always been there. It just takes some honing and some sandpaper of life and some hunger and some meditation and some God help, Holy Spirit help, to get us to the place where we really know this is what I'm called, this is what I love to do. How unfortunate it is that so many people just get a job and that's all they just work. They go to work and they work the rest of their life doing something they've never really desired to do. They do it because they need a paycheck and they get married and have kids and have responsibilities. So what are you going to do but go to work? Inside of that person, inside of you perhaps, is an artist, is an author. You know, is a dreamer, is an inventor, is a dancer, a creative person, a filmmaker. All those creative gifts lay resident, lay hidden in many of us. Now, I realize we can't be everything to everybody because of time and also energy and focus. Can't be an expert at everything. The old jack of all trades, they say, was an expert of nothing. Well, Paul says, I desire that you see what God has envisioned for you. And he goes on to say in the Mirror Bible, so that you may know the magnitude of his intent. That word intent means that to be dynamically reinforced in your inner man. This word intent, this is God's intention. This is God's opinion. This is God's purpose. He has something for you. Now, when someone doesn't understand that God has a plan and there is no plan, then this is where hopelessness comes from and gloom and doom and death and all the things that cause us to hide in a cave or hide in a shadow and not have any hope for the future, because we don't believe or we don't understand God has a plan. God has a plan. So Paul says, I desire that you find the plan God has already envisioned, God has already planned for you. The next verse says, this will ignite your faith to fully grasp the reality of the indwelling Christ. This will ignite your faith to fully grasp the reality of the indwelling Christ. I remember years ago, I was about 25, and we came across an evangelist that preached for us, and he began to talk to us about Christ in you, the hope of glory. Believe it or not, that was a fresh and new revelation to us in those days. And I begin to meditate, begin to understand it, begin to grasp the faith and the fact that Christ was in me of a truth. The church taught me that we walked with him and we talked with him. And, you know, we held hands with him and we sat with him. But to have the reality of the Christ in you, the hope of glory, of Christ dwelling in us of a truth, and that he embodies our spirits. Now, technically, you know, is he in the body or around the body or out of the, but he's in our life. He's in our spirit there. Our spirits are bigger than our body anyway. There's, you can't contain your spirit in a size 5 dress or a 40 suit. Your spirit is somewhere in or out or around your body. But the point is, Christ dwells in us of a truth. Now, this 17th verse says, this will ignite your faith to fully grasp the reality of the indwelling Christ. What will grasp your faith? What will ignite your faith? It is the fact that you begin to realize what the Father has already envisioned for you. This is where the Word of God and the teaching and the revelation of the Word of God is so important, that we begin to see the explosion, the bloom, maybe a better, the unfolding. That's another word we could use for revelation. That's what revelation is. It's an unfolding or a bloom on the blossom of God's truth. When the Bible is open, you read John 3:16, for God so loved the world. After you meditate upon that and you begin to have an ear to hear, John 3:16 means more than just salvation. You know, I'm going to get saved and go to heaven. Hope he comes quick because I'm slipping quick. No, that's not what it is. Salvation is that eternal seed of God that's planted in your spirit that grows into a full bloom tree. Doesn't just tag you and say, well, you're it now, you can go to heaven. But it gives you a new life, you're a new creature, gives you a new name, gives you a new identity. You've been translated out of darkness into light. You've come into a place where you now have eternal life. You're now a member of the body of Christ. Your Father has taken you in. You're in the Beloved. All those things come out of the Scriptures and the revelation of what God has in mind for you and I. So in this setting here, this little snapshot of Ephesians 3, he goes on to say in the 17th verse, you are rooted and founded in love. Love is your invisible inner source, just like the root system of a tree and the foundation of a building. Wow. You are rooted and grounded in love. Now we know that God is love. I've often said in my early days, I wanted power. I know God loves and I know where to love, but you know, let's just set that aside. Sure, I love you, but I want power. I want to blow something up. I want to heal somebody. I want to raise the dead. Well, the core of this whole thing is love. Brethren, love one another. God is love. So this scripture then says, This understanding of what God has for me and this grasping of the reality of the indwelling Christ begins to focus the whole attention on the fact that I am rooted and founded in love and that love is my invisible inner source. Wow. If I learn to release the love that God has already put in there, have you ever tried loving on your own? I love you, I love you, I love you. Then, boom, they do something and you got to start all over again. The Holy Spirit's source, the Holy Spirit is the source of all these things, we know that. But that source then, the Holy Spirit, can produce in us things we can't produce in our own imaginations or emotions or willpower. We'll never be able to love outside of the source of love. We can say it, we can act it out, we can fake it, we can confess it, we can, you know, try not to say bad stuff about people. But the love of God is a person. It's God himself manifesting in love. God is love. So you don't have love, you know, disconnected or separated from God. When you have love, you have God. So God is love. And if you have God by faith, you've come into Christ, you've You've received what we call, what the word calls salvation, being born again, and you've received that impartation of the relationship and the fellowship and the forgiveness and all the things. Then if God dwells in you, not if God, but God does dwell in you, and if that be the case, you have the love of God already flowing and resident in your spirit. Now, how do we release it? Well, simple. It's so simple we miss it. It's by faith. Everything's by faith. So how do I have faith to release love? First of all, I open myself like Mary did. Let it be unto me according to your word. How often we've done that and have to do it maybe again and again until we continue to confess the things we know to be true and they begin to flow in our life. Lord, I missed it again, but I believe that the love of God is in me and I release that love. I release that love. Well, I wanted to share these things with you today in our daily podcast. Appreciate you tuning in and spending some time with me. Don't forget to like our program. That gives us some prominence on the internet, and also share it with someone. And tune in and sign. You know, download it into your app on the iPhone especially, and maybe on your computer. And I'll be able to join you on a regular basis as we walk together in the good things of God and begin to listen to what God is saying to us. As I'm developing this podcast, I've been working at it for a little while, and God's been prodding me to do it. It's going to be a developing work as God, as I begin to catch the direction God wants for this, but the direction He has for it is what I do, what I've done a long time, and that is to build you up, encourage you in the Lord, and break open some fresh revelation of what God has in store for you in your todays and your tomorrows, because it's great. There's some great things. Paul said it's exceedingly, abundantly, beyond what we can ask or think. Well, I'll check in with you tomorrow. If you haven't tuned into our website, just go to faithproducers.com. We've got some good things going on there, and you'll enjoy that. Our YouTube channel is YouTube/faithproducers. You'll find some good videos there. So I love you, and I'll see you again tomorrow.